The Rabbit and the Leopard. There is a tree-lined meadow filled with small, light-colored furry animals, species undefined.
Many.
Countless.
Awesome.
Causing the whole meadow to pulsate with life. I pick one up and hold it like a baby. Then suddenly,
as if projected on a panoramic screen,
close on my left, receding towards my right, there is a continuous parade of reptiles, each one distinctly different in shape and features.
With dinosaur-like spines and ridges, horns and scales.
All a medium olive gray in color, about the size of a large pig or sheep.
They do not look at me or appear to notice my presence. They're not threatening, just interesting.
Now
in the meadow again,
at twilight,
a leopard
is approaching.
I am protecting that same small animal. It's a rabbit.
Then a kitten.
Then a rabbit again.
I'm holding it in my arms.
Suddenly, the leopard springs into attack.
Now I'm in sort of a hallway, and I run into the room behind me and slam the door.
The leopard snarls and howls,
trying to tear down the door,
which is now about 6 inches too short. The leopard is looking under it and clawing at us.
The door comes open.
I slam it shut again, and now it's only a half a door, completely open at the top, and to my left, on the other side of the door, the leopard sits sideways, as if in a chair.
He speaks to me,
explaining his position,
wanting the little animal.
I refuse to give it up to him.
We negotiate a truce.
The leopard,
sitting in a chair,
behind the half door, sitting in a chair.
We have had brief conversational exchanges over the years. Now he sits there calmly, no longer threatening.
And seems to embody some sort of deeper wisdom.